T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in November for only $1. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Yes. All right. All of their trucks are parked right outside our building. There's a new, like, staging area near Soldiers Memorial in downtown St. Louis where I think after they've unloaded everyone's gear into Enterprise Center, they park all the cars. It happened with the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
And Chainsmokers. They got a lot of trucks. Tell you what, at Enterprise Center tonight, by the way, we have the sound check, meet and greet passes, and tickets for tonight's show coming in the
7 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours.
Nice. Matthew Perry, breathe a sigh of relief if you saw those pictures last week where he did not look great. He looked very disheveled and people were worried about him. Courtney Cox shared a lunchtime selfie of the two of them, and now people are saying he looks a lot better. I still don't think he looks great.
No.
He looks a little dead.
It's weird.
It looks like he has makeup on.
It does.
Yeah.
His lips don't have, I don't know.
But he's always been, I don't know, kind of like a chameleon.
Oh my gosh, his change.
I mean, if you watch Friends, you know what I'm talking about. He just changes his look throughout the entire series.
Well, he had some issues during Friends, so he got really, really skinny for a while.
So, I know. Now that all the Friends are on Instagram, I think they're watching them more closely. All right, new music out today, including the deluxe edition of A Very Legendary Christmas. John Legend with 4 new tracks, including the reworking of Baby It's Cold Outside with Kelly Clarkson.
Mama will start to worry.
I'll call the car and tell him to hurry.
My daddy will be pacing the floor.
Wait, what, are you still living home?
So really, I'd better scurry.
Your driver, his name is Murray.
Maybe just a happy
We're both adults, so who's keeping score?
What was the thing about Murray?
Is that line new? The driver whose name is Murray?
Because he called her an Uber.
Yep.
I think that's a little bit of a stretch, JL. Oh,
let me tell you, though, they sound amazing.
They do.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, I mean, it sounds good.
I know.
It's just the words.
And the other new song, Like It's Christmas. No, it's really Like It's Christmas. New Jonas Brothers song that Kevin thinks sounds like it's straight out of a Target ad.
You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list. Right up at the top. I can't deny what I'm feeling inside. Nothing fake about the way you bring me to life. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Every day that I'm with you.
Red Bullseye. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
It could end up in a
commercial. I like it, though. I like it a lot.
Yeah, the more I hear it, the more it makes me a little happy.
Mm-hmm. Excited for
Christmas
music.
And that's hard to make me a little happy.
Right.
Last Christmas, the movie based on the Wham song is out in theaters today, along with Dr. Sleep. It's the sequel to The Shining, with Ewan McGregor playing a grown-up version of Jack Nicholson's son, Danny Torrance. Also Playing with Fire with John Cena, and Midway in theaters.
Speaking of that Last Christmas, remember we talked about it yesterday? I'm like, it looks really sweet, but I'm worried about it. It's another advertising, like it's a sweet little Christmas movie.
Amelia Clark says she's upset that people are sharing the big twist in the movie.
Right. Did somebody die?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Last Christmas.
I don't want to read it. I don't want to read
about
this spoiler.
I'm not going to read it either, but I mean, I'm bummed if that's the way it is.
I'm bummed that it's a story that people are spoiling the twist in the movie, because now I know there's a twist.
Yes. and I wouldn't even think about it.
Right.
Can she last until Christmas?
I hope it's not.
TV, we just talked about it yesterday because Adam Devine celebrated a birthday. Adam Devine from Pitch Perfect and Modern Family. He is the voice of Sam I Am in the new Green Eggs and Ham on Netflix. And Michael Douglas voices the cranky inventor friend. Also, Let It Snow, it's a movie on Netflix. Isabella Merced, Kiernan Shipka, high school seniors whose lives changed during a Christmas Eve snowstorm. Netflix is going after Hallmark. They're like, I see you, Hallmark Channel. Let It Snow. And on TV this weekend, Sesame Street's 50th anniversary celebration tomorrow night. That's going to be a good one. Watchmen, season premiere of Shameless on Showtime. It's the 10th season. And Sunday Night Football, Cowboys and Vikings. Online at Y98.com. New trailer for the Pixar film Soul. Pete Docter is behind this one. He also was behind Up and Inside Out. He said he got the idea for this movie with voices Jamie Foxx and Tina Fey after his son was born. And as soon as his son was born, he looked into his eyes and he realized that this little baby already had a personality. Even though you think people develop a personality as they grow up, like you're inherently born with this soul. Mm. So that's where the movie kind of took root. And other news, 90210. The revival has been canceled after just one season. Tori Spelling's going to have to find another way to pay off her credit card.
They should have just done a straight up.
I know.
Reboot.
Yes. Not try to do this weird. They're new characters as themselves.
Right. I think they had a knee-jerk reaction after Luke Perry died. They might have already been working in that direction, but they felt like they had to address it and went the wrong way. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. You can also listen to Schmig in podcast form at our website, theradio.com app, or wherever you download podcasts, which is a good idea because Schmig Schmackdown comes in just an hour where we're going to kind of quiz you on the Schmig of the week, and you get a gift card to H&M just for tying or beating someone.
Sucker for you.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in November for only $1. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
So true. So true. All right, let's get to all the stories. Crazy one. Rick Ocasek from The Cars. Lead singer, right?
Yeah, this is a weird story to me.
He and his wife, Paulina Poroskova, supermodel from back in the day.
Together forever.
Yeah. Together for like 22, more than that. More.
She was in his Cried. What's the video? What's the video where she's sitting in the...
Drive. So they were together for a really long time. Estranged at the time of his death, but she was the one who did a welfare check on him and found him dead in his apartment. He cut her out of his will. Claiming that she abandoned him. Well, she was the one who found you.
Ah, man.
Isn't that sad? Yeah, after all those years that you were together to end like that?
Ah, man.
Yep. So that must have been interesting when that was revealed. Disney is pushing 13 Avengers stars for Oscar consideration. You know, all the studios have to mount this campaign. And there are a bunch of people, by the way, who are not nominated for Avengers Endgame, but they're asking people to consider 13 cast members for nominations, and they're
maybe
all
narrow it down and people take it more seriously.
Right? I think if you said Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
I think he does the most acting. I mean, everybody else is good, but he's been that for over a decade, and I could see that. I mean, it was the end game, it was the end piece of the whole thing.
All right, who's not?
Tom Holland, who's Spider-Man, Benedict Cumberbatch, who's Doctor Strange, and Anthony Mackie, the Falcon.
Those are the big ones.
Well, those are like the most notable ones. But speaking of Marvel, you know, Disney Plus comes out next week, and Courtney wrote extortion. But the head of Marvel said, listen, if you want to follow along for the rest of the Marvel movies that come out, you're going to have to get Disney Plus, because they're going to continue plot lines in some of the Marvel TV shows that are on Disney Plus exclusively. And you won't understand what's going on in the movies unless you get Disney Plus.
But then again, you're getting Disney Plus if you're a Marvel fan.
That's true.
Probably. Because you get access to everything. And it's like $6.99 or something.
Yeah.
Are you in?
I mean,
do you have any streaming services?
Yeah, I got them all.
You got them all?
I mean, and I don't use any of them.
I mean, you're too busy traveling to Des Moines.
Yeah. Again, man, I'm not trying to.
I know.
This is a small town here. You don't want to make people think you're like a big shot.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to play big shot. Okay? I'm just one of you guys. But no, I just get them when I want to see one thing.
Yes,
and then I forget
and then you forget to cancel.
Yeah, cancel it. Mm-hmm. I do that with, like, there's all these college wrestling matches, and I'm like, I want to watch that match.
Yes.
I love that stuff. So then, like, you know, 60 payments later, I'm like, I've been paying $5.99 a month.
I got into the same thing with the Gymnastics Network after my nieces quit. I was like, how do I get rid of this?
Oh, it's hard.
They make it difficult.
Yeah.
Movies out this weekend, Dr. Sleep, Last Christmas, Midway, and Playing with Fire. And a bunch of stuff on TV, including a new Netflix Christmas movie, Let It Snow.
And locally, didn't the St. Louis International Film Festival start last night,
I think?
Yeah.
It was a movie with some big people in it. Scarlett Johansson, it's about a marriage.
Oh, hang on,
yeah,
I think that opened it,
yeah. Which is pretty big movie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
and I was really surprised because, you know, I'm doing that American Cancer Society gala tomorrow night, and Sterling K. Brown's the guest speaker.
Wow.
He has a movie in which he stars that's showing during the St. Louis Film Festival tonight.
Oh, really?
But I don't think he gets into St. Louis until tomorrow.
Oh, that's too bad. That would be awesome to surprise those people.
Marriage Story.
Marriage Story.
Oh, okay.
This story about marriage.
maybe.
Is that the synopsis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's.
Online at Y98.com.
There's some twists and turns, Lance, but it's essentially it's a story about marriage.
Twists and turns involving coffee.
Right.
Songs you didn't know were about celebrities, maybe. Muse's Madness was about a fight that the lead singer Matt Bellamy had with Kate Hudson when they were together.
That's interesting.
Ed Sheeran.
A great song, too.
Don't. You know it was about Ellie Goulding.
I don't know if I remembered that being that.
It was about Ellie Goulding, but I didn't realize it was because she was the person she was cheating on Ed with was Niall Horan from One Direction.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, Katy Perry's California Girls was a response to Jay-Z and Alicia Keys' Empire State of Mind because she wanted it to be... have a song represent California as well as their song did about New York. And Coldplay.
One is very powerful.
Yeah, right.
Hey, what's wrong with Daisy Duke's bikinis on top?
I don't think anything.
Something about licking a popsicle, too.
Yeah, right. And Fix You, Coldplay. Chris Martin wrote that for Gwyneth Paltrow after her father died.
And
you might have known that one.
Strong, powerful song.
Oh, yeah. Kristen Bell's going to return as the narrator for the new Gossip Girl that's on HBO Max. And we talked about it in the 640 Schmig, the 90210 revival, canceled after just one season. But there's a lot more online at Y98.com. We also have the trailer for the new Disney Pixar movie Soul with Tina Fey and Jamie Foxx. And also this Chris Stapleton video that took thousands of hours and about 3 years to complete, they said. And it's the first officially licensed Lego video. I was thinking, like, wait, White Stripes did one. But then I went and looked at their Fell in Love with a Girl video from, like, you know, back in the day. And it's very, very basic. I don't think Lego would approve of it.
Yeah,
it was
Chris,
pretty cool.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt's even in it, too.
Yeah, Chris Pratt's in the Chris Stapleton one. It's for his song, Second One to Know. Chris Pratt is at one of his shows, and he's kind of crazy, so they toss him out of the concert, and he gets run over by a ninja motorcycle gang, and then the gang and the band fight.
Very complex.
I know, it is. That's the Schmig.
It's not like Marriage Story.
No, that's a story about marriage.
Right.
Now, do you remember that movie from the 70s, Love Story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a story about love.
Marriage Story. Also online, the 640 podcast of Schmig, where you can hear John Legend's reworking of Baby It's Cold Outside and some random Murray line.
Driver named Murray.
And then Jonas Brothers.
Congratulations to Judy Neiman of Oakville. She said
Judy
is going to be the best grandma ever.
Oh, yeah, she is.
She picked up our last 4-pack of tickets to see Frozen 2, the sneak screening before it hits theaters. Congratulations again to Judy from Oakville.
Very cool. I think I'm going to go to this. There's another sneak screening that I'm going to go to. I can't go to the one at night, but I'm going to check it out. Let you know.
All right. I don't care.
It's Friday.
Well, I didn't see Frozen 1.
No.
I keep telling her that she would love it, especially because she's so close to her sister, but...
Yeah.
I'll just watch White Christmas again.
No.
Okay.
Courtney, it was bigger than a movie. It was an event.
It was.
All right.
All right.
My niece didn't care for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she was a little on the older side.
I'm way on the older side.
I'm saying for kids. Okay. Stop it.
All right. No, it'd be perfect for Courtney.
Okay. Before it's a simple story. To celebrity birthdays, this is a big day. 54 years ago, Days of Our Lives premiered on NBC.
Wow.
For all you Days fans.
Kevin's gotten excited about nothing today.
I know.
That just dazzled him.
I knew
it's something
would...
I can use with my wife, because that's her crush, Robert Coker Kelly. Now, he didn't start 54 years ago, but he was on that sitcom.
He was the Bo Brady fill-in for Peter Reckles.
Which is the one with the long black hair.
Yes.
It's like a G.I. Joe guy.
Yes. He does.
That's
Bo Brady.
Brady. Which one is is that Robert Coker?
I think so.
Pepsi?
Yes.
Pepsi. Robert Coker Pepsi.
You know, I don't know if he still does, but he used to live here in town.
Okay, let's get to celebrity birthdays. Yeah.
He was like a...
let's talk about Days of Our Lives.
He was a pilot, a trainer pilot.
Yeah.
And we're
Jen's
going to
punch somebody soon.
Yeah. All right. How old is Jack Osborne? Ozzy's son. I mean, he's been around since the Osbournes when he was, in high school?
40.
Man, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
38. He's older than that.
44.
Lance?
37.
34.
Whoa!
Yeah, I thought that was...
I wasn't sure. High.
He's been around so long.
Yes. Ugh.
That means he was like... God, what? Because Osbournes was almost 90s? 20 years ago. All right. How old is Gordon Ramsay? Chef and
tastes like Dewberry's dog's dinner
from Hell's Kitchen and Kitchen Nightmares.
53.
You got it.
Oh. Wow.
All right. And how old is Tara Reid from American Pie to Sharknado?
Chronologically,
and everything in between. I know her liver's like 74.
There's other parts that are younger.
Yeah, that too.
37.
42.
41.
I'm going to say 44.
You got it.
Hey. 44?
Two on the head there. Happy birthday if you're celebrating. Lance Hildebrand, final traffic of the day, and final traffic of the morning, and then rest up, because Monday we may have a snowy morning commute.
Yeah, the one thing that might work in our favor in that regard is it is a holiday, so that should take some volume off the roadway with Veterans Day on Monday.
Wait, real quick, before you start, let me ask you, because I do have to travel to St. Louis this weekend.
Oh, you do? Wow.
You travel to St. Louis every day.
I'm saying last weekend I was thrown off because of the Poplar Street Bridge, and I had an event that I had to MC, and it threw my whole... schedule.
Yeah, you're coming to hang with us Saturday, right?
Yeah. So am I going to have any problems? Are they shutting stuff down, keeping us Illinois people out?
No, I don't think they've got anything planned for this weekend.
Just go down
on the
270
Illinois
to 255 to the JB Bridge and come up.
What?
You go all the way down the south route.
That's so far for me.
Well, how did you end up taking the Cambridge? How did you make it across?
No,
or
we
the
had
Eads, I should say.
We had to go stay on it. It pushed everyone out. I had to go 70 to Lindbergh to get to Frontenac. It was crazy.
Way to get to Frontenac.
Yeah, you could have taken the stand here into downtown and jumped on 6440 after the Poplar Street Bridge.
All right, what?
No, I will actually say Frontenac is probably trying to keep you out. Yeah. From what I know about Frontenac.
All right. McClay, west of Youngerman, they're clearing up an accident there. Truman Road at Ellisville Town Center Drive, a new crash in the last few minutes. Had an accident.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.